ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في قرآنه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور. ولئن أذقناه نعماء بعد ضراء مسته ليقولن ذهب السيئات عني إنه لفرح فخور. إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كريم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The best one to describe us humans is our creator, is the Lord who shaped us. خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. And he modeled us and he delivered us. He is the one, he is the best one to depict and portray us and describes our secrets and describe our soul and our tendencies and our characters. In this verse in Surah Hud, in this verse, Allah says, man sways and swings between two types of moods and two types of feelings. On the one hand, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً, if we give him the taste of our mercy and our blessing, if we allow him to taste that for some period of time, so he lives in affluence, he lives in happiness and prosperity, then we try to take it out from him. Take this out of him. ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ. We withdraw this affluence and this prosperity from him. إِنَّهُ, he becomes, verily he becomes, يَأُوسٌ كَفُور, despondent and disturbed. Despondent, يَأُوس. كَفُور, even he becomes a blasphemous. He rejects God, he becomes ungrateful to God. إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُور. On the other hand, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ, but if we allow him to taste affluence, prosperity, after بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْ, after affliction and adversity befalls him, بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي. Here, he becomes proud of himself. He says, all the evil has departed me. I'm okay now. I'm healthy. and back to my strength, my غرور, my pride, my exaltation. إنه لفرح فخور. فرح, though فرح is joy, it here it's negative. It's not the positive joy. There is some positive joy which is acceptable. But this farah here is not joy, it's exaltation. Meaning this is a negative joy, and a joy that is blended and mixed with a pride, with arrogance. He says, nothing can befall me anymore. I am powerful. I am healthy. I'm safe. No wrong, no evil shall befall me. No one can hurt me. I am so immune against everything. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ. Verily he becomes exalted. فَخُور, boastful. فَرِحٌ فَخُور. So these are the two modes of us, the human beings. At the time of affliction, we lose hope. We become hopeless. We become despondent, ya'us. We see no light at the end of the tunnel. We think this is the end of our life. We become very gloomy, very pessimistic, very downhearted, and we find no solution. And we don't even remember that there is God who's seeing and watching and observing. At the time of success, when we make some money, when God is testing us with success for some period of time, again, we forget about God. In this case, we say to God, we don't need you. We don't need to pray. Why should I pray? I pray when I need God. In this case, I have everything. I don't need to pray. I don't need to remember God. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ exultant, فَخُور, boastful of his own achievements. This is me. What happened to me, all this success and achievements, this is me, not God. It has nothing to do with God. These are the two feelings, two radical feelings of the human beings. God says, only one type of people who are safe. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Save those who are patient, they have patience. And patient is a very deep meaning. It's a very rich terminology, patience. Patience entails many good qualities, not just one quality. In patience and sabr, you find many good qualities. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Save those who are patient, show patience and constancy. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. And they perform righteous deeds. So patience is a feeling. Righteous deeds are actions. And we need both. We need the feeling and we need the actions too. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those are the ones who are not going to swing between these two radical feelings. Neither are they going to exult and become boastful at the time of success, nor are they going to lose hope at the time of failure and test. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. The Holy Quran says, at the time of success, be thankful. Always remember God first. Whenever God bestows anything on you, bestows family, children, health, wealth, safety and security, remember God. Remember God. Remember Him at the time of success and also at the time of affliction. Mihna, musibah. When there is affliction, when there is a test, when there is some loss, at that time do not lose hope in God. Don't destroy the spirit of hope in you and trust in God. Say, God is there. Whatever is befalling me is under His eyes, under His watch. He's seeing, He's knowing. He knows what is happening to me. Maybe He's testing me. He's testing my faith. Don't lose hope in Him. And don't lose confidence and trust in your Lord. Neither, my friends, affluence and prosperity should deceive us in this life and makes us feel that we are self-sufficient. We are in no need to God. We don't need God. We don't need to pray. As long as I'm okay. Some people think that the prayer is only for someone who's in trouble, someone who's sick, someone who's hungry, someone who's poor. But if he's okay, then he doesn't need to pray. This is wrong. Neither affluence should make us arrogant, nor affliction should make us hopeless and despondent. Yahus. Both are wrong. We have to be normal. We have to put our trust in God every day, whether that day we consider a day of success or day of failure. We should pray to God and ask Him help every single day, at the peak of your success or when you feel you are low, when you feel you are at loss. In both days, in both conditions, we have to remember Allah, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَلْيَأْسُ لِلْرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ الْكَبِيرَةِ. One of the cardinal sins is to give up on God's mercy. And there are several verses in the Quran that speaks about not being despondent. One of them in Surah Yusuf, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. No one should give up on God's mercy and become dispersed and despondent unless he doesn't believe in God. If he does not believe in God, that's a different issue. But those who have faith in God and believe in God's existence, they should not give up on His mercy. The second verse in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ. Those who distrust, are distrustful, they have distrust in God. They don't have a trust in Him. They don't have belief in His existence. Neither they believe they're going to meet Him on the Day of Judgment. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ. Those people are going to be despondent. Those going to be despaired. Those such people lose hope. وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. There is a hadith, a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is very amazing, very, very amazing. And the hadith says, this hadith gives hope to all of us. When you listen to this hadith, you should never hesitate. You should never suspect one day that God is not going to forgive you if you are sincere in your repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, الفاجر الراجي لرحمة الله تعالى أقرب منها من العابد القانط. الفاجر. Fajr is someone who's licentious, someone who's immoral, someone who's indecent. Fajr. الفاجر الراجي لرحمة الله. Someone who's unchaste, but at the same time, he's a sinner. But he believes that God is merciful. One day God is going to save him. Maybe now he doesn't pray to God, but deep down in his heart, he knows God is merciful and God is forgiving. And he does not disconnect completely with God. He has tamah. He has hope in God's forgiveness and mercy. That person, though he's not practicing Islam, that person, the Prophet says, أَقْرَبُ مِنْهَا. He's closer to God's mercy than the one who worship, but he has no hope in God's mercy. There are some people who do worship, They do worship, but they are always pessimistic, always gloomy, always dark, always complaining. Always they say, God is never, He never listens to me. He listens to everybody else except me. God does not pay attention to me. Where is God's mercy? He prays 5 times a day, but he does not have faith in God's mercy. He doesn't have faith. This is al-anit. Anit means despondent. He doesn't believe God is merciful. Always complaining. Always. He says, I know. God, he hates me. He wants to destroy me. See, he's not listening to me. He's listening to my neighbor, to my friend, to my brother and sister, except me. When my turn comes, he closes his ears. Because he hates me. This is qanit. This is despondent. For such person, his worshipping does not work. And yes, if you believe God does not listen to you, he would not listen to you. God says, it depends on you. If you have faith in me, I will have faith in you, and I will listen to you. But if you think I'm not listening to you, I'm careless, and you become despondent, and you think I would never forgive you, then that would happen. And that's a grave sin. And that's a cardinal sin. الفاجر الراجي لرحمة الله أقرب منها يعني أقرب إلى رحمة الله. He's closer to God's mercy than the one من العابد. He's a worshipper. But قانط. He's despondent. His body worships, but his soul does not worship. There is a disconnect. Al-Qanit, the despondent, is the one that his body moves up and down in rukuh and sujood, but the soul is dead. The soul does not interact with the body. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, La tayas li dhanbik. Never ever say that I have committed a sin, a crime that God is not going to forgive me. Never say that. لا تيأس لذنبك وباب التوبة مفتوح. Because God said, I never shut the door of mercy. I never shut it. It's always open. Always open. You always have a chance. You always have an opportunity to go back to Him. He never shuts His door at all. So as long as the gate is open, then you have a chance to go back to him. And don't give up. And don't say he's not going to listen to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ. If we give you wealth and health, this is fitna. Fitna means test. If we take it away from you again, it's a test. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا. The Prophet وسلم, says, يَخْتَبِرُكُمْ بِالْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. God has many ways of testing us. One of them with our children and our wealth. يَخْتَبِرُكُمْ بِالْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ لِيَتَبَيَّنْ. So it will be disclosed. لِيَتَبَيَّنْ السَّاخِطُ لِرِزْقِهِ وَالْرَاضِي بِقِسْمِهِ. To distinguish between someone who is sakhit, always has bad feeling, always complaining. Always complaining. He would never say thank you. Some people do not know the letter thank you, the word thank you. They don't. They are ungrateful, always. Always ungrateful. Even if something good happens to them, he says, so what? All people are enjoying this goodness, not just me. So God did not do any favor to me. They don't look at it as a gift. Why? Because they take life for granted. They take God for granted. When we become attached to maddiyat, one of the results, there are many results, one of the results of being attached to this dunya and being fascinated by the dunya and being always concerned about this dunya and the affairs of the dunya, we take dunya for granted. We start taking it for granted. And we would never appreciate what God has given us. Never, ever. We think that this is His responsibility. Of course He has to pay me. Of course He has to take care of me. Of course He has to, you know, give me children and health and wealth. And this is His duty. This is how we start speaking. We take things for granted. This is the attachment in this dunya. And that is called greed. And we have seen greed. We have seen it in our countries, in our societies, in our communities. And we have seen the result of the greed. Allahumma ij'al nafsi mutma'innatan biqadarik, radiyatan biqada'ik. Radiyatan biqada'ik. We have to be content. Content with what God has given us. God has given us more than what we deserve. More than what we deserve. رَاضِيَةً بِغَضَائِكَ مُولِعَةً بِذِكْرِكَ وَدُعَائِكَ شَاكِرَةً عَلَى نُزُولِ بَلَائِكَ صَابِرَةً عَلَى نُزُولِ بَلَائِكَ شَاكِرَةً لِفَوَاضِلِ نَعْمَائِكَ I give thanks. I always give thanks to Allah. We must give thanks. Every morning when you open your eyes and you are safe and your family is safe, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. This is a new day. At midday, say Alhamdulillah. At the end of the day, even if someone befalls us, our first reaction should be Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. You have to praise Allah and give thanks to Him. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله سلب البدع ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وعترته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد المر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام على علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره روي عن سيدنا ومولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال قوام الدين والدنيا بأربعة The foundations of this life and the hereafter are based on four pillars, four stones. قوام الدين والدنيا These four foundations are not just for the success in this life, but it is also for the success in the hereafter, in the next life. The first one, first foundation, عالم مستعمل علمه. A scholar that uses his knowledge to guide, to save, to educate, to reach out to people. If he does not use his knowledge to do these things, guidance, reaching out to others, teaching, educating, then he's not using his knowledge. He's wasting it. He has to carry this responsibility. Ulama, umana, al-rusul. They have been left succeeding the Anbiya. We don't have access to the Anbiya. We don't see Ibrahim, we don't see Musa, we don't see Isa, we don't see the Prophet, we don't see the Imam. Who do you see? You see the scholar. The scholar is the one who transfers these ma'arif, these knowledges, these ulum, these manners to us. It is the scholar. So, alimun musta'milun ilmah. Because there are some ulama, they don't use his knowledge, and some of them, as we see what Amir al-Mu'mineen says, they misuse it. Alimun musta'milun ilmahu. Second foundation, وَجَاهِلٌ لَا يَسْتَنْكِفُ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمْ. Someone who's not alim, he's a student, but he does not disdain to go and learn. He doesn't say, well, my social status, I'm rich, I am this, I am that, I am, let's say, 60 years old, 70 years old, I'm not still, you know, a little kid to go and learn. He doesn't say this. He says, yes, knowledge is useful for me at whatever age I am. It's better to be knowledgeable than being ignorant. At any age, even at the last day of our life, to die while we know is better than dying while we don't know. The story of the person who came to Imam al-Sadiq, he said, if I know one day has been left of my life, 24 hours, what should I do? Imam said, go, ta'allam. تعلم العلم. Go learn. One day is left of his life. To die while you know is better than to die while you don't know. So someone who's ready to learn, he says, I'm ready. If I can learn from this person, I go to him. If I learn from this school, I go to this school. If I learn in this city, I go to that city. If I go learn in this community, I go to this community. He doesn't disdain. لا يستنكف وجاهل لا يستنكف أن يتعلم. Nothing should stop us from learning. Nothing. The other day I read in the paper that someone concluded, she concluded her PhD thesis at the age of 96 years old. She learned and learned until she got her PhD. She's a wise person. She did not waste her time going shopping and sitting with, you know, sipping tea with women and speaking about dunya and, you know. Really? She used her time in the best way, best manner. She left a legacy. Because this ilm that you leave behind, this is your legacy. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ قَطَعَ أَمَلُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ إِلَّا عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ. First, عِلْمٌ يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ النَّاسِ. If you leave a legacy, people come and learn. You are in your grave, you receive the credits. You receive the thawab, the reward. You are in your grave. You get the thawab. So don't say, I had knowledge enough for me because I'm not going to live longer than that. You would never say that. You know why? Because when it comes to money, we don't say, I have money enough for me, I'm not going to live. When it comes to money, we run after money. So why when it comes to ilm, we stop? We should not stop. This is number two. Number three, the third foundation, وَجَوَادٌ لَا يَبْخَلُ بِمَعْرُوفِهِ. A jawad, person who is rich and also what? Not only his pocket is rich, but his heart is rich too. Generous. Some people, the pocket is rich. Believe me. His pocket is rich, but when you look at his face, you feel sorry for him, sometimes you need to give him $5, believe me. But he's rich, his pocket is rich, but the soul is not rich. Others, no. Others are the opposite. The pocket is empty, but the soul is rich. And the Quran says, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. Someone who's unaware, he thinks they are millionaires. But they are not millionaires. They have no dinner for tonight. But their soul is rich. They have honor, they have dignity. They have honor and dignity. This jawad, this person, The third example is the one who gives. لا يبخل بمعروفه. He gives. When there is a need, he would rush to that need. Allah says to Sulaiman عليه السلام in Surah Sad, هذا عطاؤنا فن أو أمسك بغير حساب. This is our gift to you, Ya Sulaiman. You are king. I'm giving you wealth. And when I give you wealth, I want you to give generously. فَنُّن without reckoning, without حساب. I want you, when you give graciously and generously. Don't say, I have given this 2 dinars, so the third one is too much for him. Give, because this is my money. Allah says, this is my money. Why do you worry about it? You are my agent. You have to give. فَنُّن, give. When God has given you, share. Share. And number four foundation, وفقير لا يبيع آخرته بدنيا. Someone who's faqir, he doesn't have that good income. He has hard time making ends meet. He has hard time paying his rent, his food, his medication. But his soul is aziz, dignified. He does not sell himself cheap. He does not sell his akhirah, meaning he does not commit a sin. He knows there are ways of making money, but these ways are illegal. These ways are haram. He would not approach them. Though he need the money, but he says, the money that is haram, I don't touch it. Because I don't, لا يبيع آخرته بدنيا. I do not trade my akhirah for a few days in this life. I don't do that. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, فَإِذَا ضَيَّعَ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ. Once the scholar does not disseminate his knowledge, he wastes his knowledge. How does he waste his knowledge? He does not practice it. The ulama, how does they waste their knowledge? Sometimes they don't teach. Sometimes they don't practice what they preach. This is how they lose their knowledge. فَإِذَا ضَيَّعَ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ استنكف الجاهل أن يتعلم. Someone who is unaware and a student, he says, if the scholar is not practicing his knowledge, why should I go and learn? There is no benefit in me going and learning, because look at this scholar, he's alim, he's not practicing what he is learning. So we send wrong messages to the people that ilm is useless. Don't waste your time when we don't practice it ourselves. وَإِذَا بَخِلَ الْغَنِيُّ بِمَعْرُوفِهِ. When someone is rich but he does not give, بَاعَ الْفَقِيرُ آخِرَتَهُ بِدُنْيَا. بَاعَ الْفَقِيرُ, someone who's faqir, poor, needy, he doesn't have income. In that case, when the rich one does not help him, he's going to go and sell himself cheap. He's going to go and commit haram. In some countries, these countries are very rich. They have surplus of wealth. Surplus, vast surplus of wealth. At the same time, you find some people begging in the streets. At the same time, you find some prostitutes in the hotels. Why should they have prostitutes? If the country takes care of its citizens and they lead a dignified life, there shouldn't be anyone who sells his honor or her honor, their dignity, cheap to others. When the economy is strong and the hakim is just, the ruler, the sultan is just, he takes care of his citizens, why should people go and sell drugs and do this and do that? Go through illegal means. Because the hakim and those who are rich, they are not just. They are corrupt. They seize the wealth only for themselves. They don't share it with the citizens. فَإِذَا بَخِلَ الْغَنِيُّ بِمَعْرُوفِهِ بَاعَ الْفَقِيرُ آخِرَتَهُ بِدُنْيَاهُ. صَدَقَ مَوْلَانَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Tonight, our youth are going their session here at 6:45 p.m. inshallah. They begin their activities tonight, and Dr. Taqi is going to be the speaker, so invite them to attend. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have memorial for the soul of the marhum, Maghfuri Lah al-Haj Yunus Usaydi, the father of our wonderful brothers and sisters, the Usaydi family. at 8 p.m. with Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. We begin with the Salat Saturday, tomorrow. And the next Saturday, on the 13th, we're going to have the celebration of Mid Sha'ban, the Milad of our Sayyidina wa Mawlana al-Imam al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, inshallah. And we're going to have a fundraiser on the same night, inshallah. So when you come here, inshallah, you bring your checkbook to make Haj Samir happy, inshallah. And make Allah happy too. And on Friday the 12th, we have a very important